I'm David Borax, 90.7 WFAE News. Governor Roy Cooper says he'll veto the state budget approved yesterday by the Republican-controlled General Assembly. Speaking to reporters this morning, Cooper called the budget, quote, an astonishing failure of common sense and common decency.
Overall, this budget is bad. It prioritizes the wrong things. It values corporate tax breaks over classrooms, gimmicks over guaranteed school construction, and political ideology over people.
Cooper said the veto will allow more time to reach a compromise with Republican House and Senate leaders on issues such as Medicaid expansion and school spending.
I stand ready to negotiate a true compromise. And to do that, everything, Republican priorities and Democratic priorities, must be on the table.
Cooper said he'll likely issue the veto later today when he formally receives the budget. Republicans no longer have veto-proof majorities in the legislature and would need some Democrats to vote to override the veto. But Democratic leaders with Cooper this morning insisted that Democrats are unified in opposing the budget.